This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 8, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. 56-year-old Daniel Dorsch, the former CEO of the Checkers restaurant chain, died along with three passengers when the Pilatus PC-12 registered to his company went down Sunday on a flight from Teterboro, New Jersey to Tampa, Florida. Authorities said the crash site in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley held evidence of a high-energy impact. The News Virginian reports relatives have confirmed that Dorsch's 55-year-old wife, Cindy, and her 23-year-old dance instructor, Stefan Matkowski, were on the plane, as was 37-year-old Jenny Brown, identified by her brother as a marketing director for Dorsch's company. Dorsch had reportedly flown his wife and Matkowski to a New York dance contest where they competed as partners. He's said to have informed ATC of a problem with the plane's panel and announced his intent to try for Lynchburg Regional Airport. Residents 5 miles from the crash site reported feeling the ground shake. The NTSB is investigating. There are two widely varying stories being told about Bell Helicopter's decision to hire new workers to replace striking members of the United Auto Workers Local 218 at its plant in Hearst, Texas. CEO Dick Millman says on the Bell website that the company's so-called last best offer offered a way forward, but the strike has left him no choice. Quote, "I'm proud to say that the employees who are filling in are doing a great job. Since the strike, we have reduced delinquencies on past due military products by 5%. We have had zero recordable injuries, and we continue to deliver critical components and aircraft on time. When our employees do return, they will return to a new Bell, more efficient, more competitive, and more accountable. This is the only way to secure all our futures," unquote. A response posted on the union's website by bargaining executive Tom Wells reads in part, quote, "I've got reports on how chaotic it is in the facilities. Scrapped parts, wrecked machines, long working hours for supervisors, and loss of income from sales. Again, I say to Bell, we are available to bargain. I ask the membership to stay the course," unquote. Continental Airlines says its simulator engineers have ratified a new 4-year contract. The deal provides a 2.5% raise in each of the next 4 years, a company match to the 401k, and the addition of 2 floating holidays. Continental CEO Larry Kellner says he's pleased, quote, "We are operating in a very tough economic environment and are glad that we are able to work together to reach this agreement," unquote. The workers are represented by the Transport Workers Union Local 541. The old contract became amendable on December 31st of last year. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has announced the appointment of David Grizzle as the new FAA Chief Counsel. Grizzle spent 22 years with Continental Airlines, including 3 as a Senior VP of Customer Experience. In 2004, the U.S. State Department named him Transportation and Infrastructure Coordinator and Attaché for the Afghanistan Reconstruction Group in Kabul, where he worked with the FAA and other government organizations to accelerate reconstruction efforts for transportation, power, and telecommunications. Grizzle practiced law at several New York firms following graduation from Harvard College and Harvard Law School. He's married with 3 kids. Babbitt said of his appointee, quote, "David Grizzle understands the challenges of leading a diverse international organization, as well as the complex interaction between governmental processes and our ultimate stakeholders, the American people," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Continental comes out swinging at Rotax in the LSA ring. The FAA provides replacement part guidance to restorers of antique aircraft. And finding a Waco dealer just got easier. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, industry analyst Brian Foley tells us why he doesn't see a return to 2008 levels of business jet sales for at least a decade. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.